I'm very excited to go to fight in Australia with my opponent, Israel Adesanya. This is the great fight because this is the great challenge for me.
I think in any combat sports, there's a bit of a history of the older fighters being fed to the younger fighters. Do you think that's what the UFC are trying to do here?
You know, everybody talking about that, but the new talent come. It's natural. Okay. I need to say thank you, God, for staying in shape for fight for these young guys, you know, because it's not easy. And let's go see what happened in Australia.
Assuming that you win against Israel, do you have a preference on a style matchup for Whitaker and Gastelum?
No, my focus now is just for this fight. The future is the future. Hopefully I come back to fight for the belt again. I'll see. I feel so happy, bro. You know, it's my first time in Australia. I have a lot of fans in Australia, and especially because I need to see the Sharks.
Sharks before the fight or Sharks after the fight?
You know, that's the point. I tried to talk Dana, but Dana said, no, please go see the Sharks when you're done the fight. Okay, all right, okay, I'll go. But I'm very scared because now it's easy for talk, but I don't know why I have hard for gold to inside the cage because it's just imagining the Sharks come very close. I'm black. Imagine the shark looking at the big seal. Oh, man. You know what's time to eat. Everybody, go watching this fight in Australia. Let's go.
Get this work. Now we're at Orange Coast College, about to get some sprint work. Get some sprints on the track. You know, I usually do this about twice a week with Chad. I'll be fighting Rob Whitaker, UFC 234 for the middleweight championship of the world. It's been a long time coming in Australia, in his hometown. So we're gonna be making the trip soon. And I'm excited for it.
Yeah. We're going full blast ahead on it, man. Take advantage of this opportunity. Don't come around too often. So we plan on taking that and riding with it until the wheels fall off.
3, 2, 1.
What?
There you go. Use those arms.
We're getting in the last of his work for this camp, which is anaerobic sprint work. So we're going to be doing some 200-meter sprints, all-out effort.
All the way through.
We're coming down the home stretch, and he's looking really good.
No matter how good a shape you get, these don't stop sucking.
I love this matchup. I've actually been following Rob's career for a little while already. And I always thought, like, I think him and I would be a good fight. Just because of his style. He doesn't look for the takedown. Neither do I. We're going to stand up and bang, man. It's going to be a good fight.
So, first, I always pack my underwear and my socks. That's the usual go-to. Underwear and socks. You cannot go without. Got to make sure I have everything for the 2 weeks that I'll be there. And I'm, you know, we just don't know. It's a new environment, so we just have to make sure we're ready to do our best.
Don't forget this, please, KG.
My panda. I cannot forget my panda. I always got to travel with my panda.
That's two.
Don't quit. Suffer now. Live the rest of your life as a champion. You know what I mean? So many times I wake up and I'm like, gosh, do I really want to go to practice? Then I look over at my window and I'm like, yeah, I want to be a champion. You know what I mean? And then this one with Rocky. Although he's a fictional character, to me, he's my favorite boxer of all time. For me, it was more than just a movie, and it means a lot for me to have this. This is mine, KG.
Ready? One, two, three. Ready? One, two, three. Oh, fuck you. Gee whiz. Ouch.
It's great being able to fight and defend in my home country, you know. It makes a big difference not having to go early and make a routine there and find a gym. And having my family around during this period, like the 10 days out from the fight, means the world to me. You know, it makes me comfortable. It, you know, my family is the reason why I do this. You know, I think it's going to give me a definite edge.
I mean, they remind me of monkeys or chimps and the camera crew's there.
Jack, what are you doing? Just wait, I'll make you a sandwich. Okay, I'm feeling really good about Rob's fight coming up. He's done everything he can, physically, mentally, emotionally, for him to be the best person, stepping inside that octagon he can be. But for me, like at the end of the day, the belt is just an acknowledgement of all his hard work. It's not the belt that makes me happy and proud of him. It's what he does day in and day out.
Yeah, I'm pumped to be getting back in the octagon. I'm excited to see how I've improved as a fighter, how that last fight has made me a better fighter. He's making the biggest mess.
John, let me just put on.
Look at the way he's eating, like a barbarian. Gastelum's he's a top contender in the middleweight division. He's very well-rounded. He's hungry. He's young. He's very high caliber. But you know, this is my belt. You know, this is my division. I think I'm going to be too much for him. I think I'm better than him. And you know, I look forward to testing that.
What's up, guys? We're here watching the Super Bowl. It's a Monday morning. Been out here a week already, getting acclimated to the time change, getting acclimated just overall, you know, getting acclimated to this nice weather. Honestly, I could live here in Melbourne, man. This is a beautiful place. Amazing food, amazing training, great people. Everybody's so nice, you know. Even though a lot of them are going for Rob, everybody's wishing me good luck. Doom! Damn! Down the middle, down the barrel. Like a straight left down the barrel. Get out of here, son. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Nothing. Bah. This game is over, man. New England does it again. Congratulations, Dana.
So we're gonna dress up for.
We're doing Potter or Rob.
Yep. Cool. I'll get you something in a stone colour, which will be good, and then I'll get you a nice belt, nice shirt, nice pair of shoes, and a blazer.
Yeah.
And we'll do that sort of look.
Very nice.
Get you to hold them.
Yeah, I've got no idea. I'm no. Awesome, so. I should have robbed your girlfriend.
No, that's alright. I'll get you to go up the stairs, put them on. I'll get you a shirt. I'll get you some shoes as well. Good, come out. Should you do that during training?
Oh, wrestling. I've never been cut doing wrestling before, and I shot a tape down and went straight into someone's knee.
He actually loved it.
What can you do? I go, oh, what happens if it opens up? I say, well, the fight will be more exciting.
The guy that you're fighting against?
Sam Alvey. He's an American, southpaw. Hits very, very hard.
So the moral of the story is obviously not to be hit.
Yeah, exactly.
Jimmy, you just stand back. What I've tried to do is work with your complexion and your hair.
Yeah.
So the lighter colours are nice for you without washing you out, but it's nice and fresh and it's young, which is pretty much what you are.
Yes. Yeah. There's a break on the cameras and stuff.
It's
So Malvi's a sick crown. Have you seen his interviews about, mate? It's just a nice... I fucking gotta be careful I don't start rooting for him.
Don't fall in love with him.
I was watching his stuff last night again. And his left hand does come up. If you have a look, it does come up. It's very A-frame.
Yeah, well, even as you say, even if I
take
that away.
Oh, when he throws the front leg kick, it doesn't even bend his knee. It's like he's hitting solid leg and pulling at the same time. It's more of a sweep.
He's trying to sweep, yeah.
It's like in between a sweep and a kick,
yeah.
If that makes sense. And that's, but what Vellante did in the second round, which was smart of him, rather than staying there, he bent his knee. Every time they'd come, he'd bend his knee. So he put his weight on his front foot so that it wasn't much moving. It wasn't taking that leg away. That's how he defended it.
Yeah.
But you can defend it by doing that.
I like watching Vellante though, because Vellante is similar build.
Very, very similar.
Except I think I've got a bit more with my kicks.
Yeah.
Fucking right from hell.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I'll see you soon.
Take care, mate. All the best.
This is my first time basically out of country. I've never been anywhere besides the United States. I really want to see the beach, but I'm not sure if we're going to be able to do that. I'm fighting a local here from Australia. Her name's Nadia Kasim. She's undefeated, so I get to take a local out. I've fought people in their hometowns before. I know a lot of people are going to be rooting for her, but I feel like it's just going to give me more drive to get the finish.
It's something, you know, you always dream of doing when you first start this sport, is being that big of a name and getting more well known.
Had to make it a little entertaining for her.
Holy fuck. Oh, this is gonna be fun. Yay, sweet as. Oh, man, perfect. Yeah, easy. The day was good. Our flight got delayed, but we got told about it. So, yeah, we just get a training in this morning before we came through. So we got slight work this morning, moving around. Just have fun with the crew, say goodbye, and then to the airport, and everything's been smooth. There we go. The artist said he thinks Mr. Silva stood him up. Been waiting at the wall for a few hours from an artist called Lush Sucks. But he's cool. He just did like a little portrait of me and Silva, kind of embodying our, part of our persona, part of our character.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like Spider-Man and me being the Avatar. Fuck, my dad got 10 out of 13 of the last card as well.
Yeah.
He watches all the UFCs. Now, he's on point. Ever since I became heavily involved in MMA, he and my mom, they're like the biggest MMA fans, so they watch everything. Even if I'm not on the card, they'll watch it, and then they'll watch any middleweights at whatever level on the card and tell me how I could beat them, just in case. And, yeah, they're like my other coaches, my secret weapons.
Yo, Taya! Ladies and gentlemen, you're awesome! Amazing!
Today we're at 10 Planet Melbourne with my buddy Frank, and I'm a 10 Planet black belt myself, and you know, Eddie has 10 Planet schools all over the world, you know what I mean? And we all follow the same program, and kind of just feels like a whole family when it comes to training, outside of Eddie's school. We all feel like a family.
This is our idea to share knowledge with you guys, to share energy with you guys. We believe Calvin for sure is going to be the next UFC champ, and you are here today. Thank you, Frank. Thanks for the house.
Thank you very much.
You know, we talk about
the greats. We talk about the gladiators of our art of MMA, and Calvin's right up there. And to have Professor Cordero here and some of his top students here at the school, it's just insane for us. So it's a great honor for us and a privilege, and we're loving every minute of it.
These guys made me feel right at home, and the energy in here was awesome. That's a big difference when it comes to training, you know, mentally, physically, like it feels good.
First defense, mm-hmm. Step, second defense.
His important thing is keeping his mind on the belt, his mind on the victory, his mind on the war. For sure we expect for a war. We respect the champ, but we believe Calvin come to be the champ for a long, long time. Tempo.
Fizeram mural. Olha que legal ali, ó. Olha que bacana. Olha lá. Que bacana. Os caras fizeram um mural aqui pra mim. Aqui na Austrália. Muito legal.
Tudo que eu fiz durante todos esses anos, poder ter uma coisa dessa, uma homenagem dessa, num país que não é meu, é muito legal. Então isso é pra todos vocês brasileiros. Obrigado por tudo aí a todos os meus fãs. É isso aí. O Brasil conquistando o mundo. Isso aí. Guys, I love it. This is amazing. I'm so happy. Thank you, Australia. Thank you, Melbourne. This is amazing city, amazing people. Great energy. I go back to hotel now. All right, guys, I love you. Bye.
What's up, brother? Are you accepting walk-ins?
Also, yeah, bro, for sure.
Yeah? My name's Calvin, man. What's up?
Nice to meet you. I met the guy you're fighting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, the guy I'm fighting?
Yeah, I met him. Not long ago.
So what's your background? I called the way your parents
are from. Oh, yeah, my parents are from Mexico, bro.
Mexico, yeah.
Yeah. Grew up in a border town, really.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Interesting, yeah. Like... people like different nationalities. That's why I like doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because like, I meet so many interesting people.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, bro. And that's part of the awesome side of this job that I do,
yeah.
Too. Is like,
is
meeting all these people along the way and building these connections with these amazing people. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy. It's cool.
Is it annoying that people recognize
you
like that?
Only in some situations. Yeah, I've had someone come up to me in the men's stall.
Oh, bro.
Next to me, and you're like, "Hey, man, good to meet you." And I'm like, "Bro, just
I'm taking a piss here, man."
Yeah, bro. Taking a piss, bro. Step step away for a second.
At least wait till I get
there. Exactly. Still gotta pay. Where are we gonna pay for this? What?
Yeah,
nah,
yeah,
yeah. You guys. Come on, man. You guys, man. Thank you, brother.
Anytime.
All right, you ready, Ivel? Shoes on, buddy boy. Time to roll. Hold on, we gotta wait for mommy.
You think my tractor's sexy? It really turns you on. Whew.
Yep, we're going this way. We look both ways. Say, come at me, car.
Get off
hey, why don't you come out here and say that?
Fuck this, if I was holding you back. Fuck you up right now.
Hey, I'll see you in 4 days. Yeah, I'm fighting light heavyweight against Jim Crute. He's incredibly talented, and I nervous is the wrong word. I'm just expecting a great fight. Man, if at 22 I had the talent he has, I would have been champion for the last 10 years. Oh, you almost got that one. I don't know if I can get one. Look at that one, it's all wet. Ugh. Usually we bring all of our kids, it's a long flight this time. So we left two of them at home with my mom. But I couldn't have a fight week without at least one of them. Hey, after you, darling. Hello, hello. Hey, good to see you again. We told you we'd be back.
Yes, you did. Is it yourself that's...
Yeah, it'll be me, and I'll probably punch him a little bit. What are you doing? So you know he's an Alvy. Lead with the head.
All right.
So this is what we're going to do. You're going to yell what you want me to do. Cross, jab, kick. Can you do that?
Cross, jab, kick.
Cross, jab, kick.
Jab, jab.
Jab, 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 jab.
Turn around, jab.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'll do that one again. Turn around.
Turn around and picture.
Turn around and do what? Picture? Okay, I can't take any more. I can't take any more.
Good at jiu-jitsu? You can tell. I like that confidence. You're good. You'll never say you're not good. But you are. You need another one. Should we do a silly one?
Sure.
You make it? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Give me five.
Cool. You too. All right, fine. Now, you get some people like those girls before. They were characters. They were good characters to talk to. It's good to see the next generation, like, how it goes. Take it to the next level, you know?
To me, at first, when the fight was presented to me, it was a little bit like, whoa, I'm finally ending this over. And that was like, maybe lasted like 2 weeks. And after that, I was like, all right, whatever. But now, yeah, he gets to fight me, you know, a challenge like me. You know, the now of the division, so... Yeah, he's welcome.
One, two.
I hope his ego makes him test my striking. Because finally he meets a guy who wants to stand with him and bang. You can't, you know, look past him and think, oh, he's over the hill. I'd rather believe he's interested in this fight because it excites him. And I feel like I'm going to bring back the Anderson of old.
B. Hey.